You know, we were born.
Oh, I dance around the house all the time. Yeah, if a tune comes on the radio I really like, that's it. There's no jobbing me. And it is something, I mean, it is something that doctors will suggest when they're working with patients who are suffering from anxiety or particularly depression. Mm-hmm. They will talk about exercise and they will talk about getting out in the fresh air and moving because it does start shifting, you know, where your head's at. And and it's something, you know, Milton Erickson, the great hypnotherapist, always used to get people out and about in the fresh air and moving and obviously counting chimney. I don't know if you know his story about counting chimney.
I do, but do share it because I use it often.
Oh,
I ask, you know what I ask people to count? I ask people to count the number of plane tracks
excellent
that you see going across the sky.
Fantastic, fantastic.
And that works equally well. And somebody in Glasgow used to say to count the oh, and the words escapes me. What are those things on sides of, on tops of buildings? Gargoyles. Gargoyles. That's the word.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, gargoyles work a treat. And even if you're sitting in a bus, sit and look and make sure that you're looking up at the adverts or something.
Yeah. It's just that looking. It's changing the physiology. It's that simple. I often say to somebody, imagine you're sitting watching a play. And there are two characters in the play, and one of the characters is depressed. And you know this already. You've been told that this person in the play is depressed. And this person walks on stage, and they're looking up, and they've got their shoulders back, and their eyes are wide open, and their head's tilted back, and they're looking up, and they're looking around. And you have to make a decision. Do you think this person's depressed? And 10 times out of 10 people say, no, of course not. Their body language doesn't tell me they're depressed. And then the next person walks on stage, and their shoulders are hunched over, and they're looking down, and they're walking really slowly, like they've got the weight of the world. And I say, make a snap judgment, and they'll say, well, yes, that person is depressed. Just by our physiology, we put ourselves into this state, and it does change the brain chemicals, and all kinds of things are going on neurologically. And just by sitting back or standing up and putting our shoulders back, it opens up the rib cage so we breathe differently. And when we tilt our chin up and we look up, we have a different experience. Our state changes, and what's going on in our head changes. And this is something that Milton Erickson knew a lot about, and he would send his clients out. His clients that came to him that were clinically depressed, he would give them a week or 2 weeks homework, and it was just that. I want you to go out. And he never explained why. He just sent them out and said, here's a little notepad and a pencil, and I'd like you to count the chimneys. So off they went, they trusted him, and they would look up and they'd count this, yes, I've seen 17 today, and off they go. And they'd come back the next week and they would always report that they felt different, they felt better, and they couldn't say why, they just knew they did. And he would do anything to make them look up because it changed the brain chemicals. And isn't that, it's such a simple thing that we can do. And even if somebody's feeling like their emotions are overwhelming them, and they start to go into that state and they start to look down, we can say, just look up a second. And just that action can change that for them in a second, and they have more resources then, rather than getting bogged down in that feeling and not being able to communicate because they're overwhelmed or flooded with emotion. They can get that clarity and talk about their feelings rather than just be in there going round with them where that's not useful for them at all. Isn't that amazing? So Scottish country dancing is, I guess, just as good, if not better, as counting chimneys. I like that. I like that. Gets the endorphins going.
Well, they're two different approaches. So if you can't dance every second of the day, then start counting some chimneys. Brilliant.
Excellent.
Or airplane lines
or
across
eagles
the sky.
Or airplanes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anything like
wonderful
that.
We love it. There you go.